This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. In Russia, the party affiliated with President Vladimir Putin has scored an overwhelming victory in parliamentary elections. The outcome will allow Putin to expand his already dominant political control while dealing a crippling blow to the communists and two pro-Western liberal parties. Opposition leaders are protesting what they are calling election manipulation, including the use of the state media to promote pro-Kremlin candidates. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
Everyone had expected a big victory for pro-Putin forces, but the scale of the landslide was unprecedented in post-Soviet Russian politics. United Russia, a party with no firm ideology other than total allegiance to the president, will have a working majority in parliament. Putin has so far not commented on the results. United Russia functionaries like Vladimir Petekhin say the party had expected its strong showing. It was a tough battle, but the results show the voters trust us more than the other parties, Petekhin told state TV. Actually, it was anything but a tough battle. United Russia was greatly aided by the Kremlin-controlled state media. State TV channels acted as cheerleaders for pro-Putin candidates. They ran relentlessly negative coverage on opposition parties, or simply ignored them. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe sharply criticized the pro-Kremlin bias. The biggest losers were the second-place communists, who will see their share of seats in the new parliament cut in half. Communist leader Gennady Zyuganov called the election a farce and vowed to expose what he said had been vote rigging. It's been a long time since we've participated in such a pathetic spectacle, Zyuganov said. These were not elections, but an example of police democracy, which has nothing to do with democracy or elections. Russia's Voice Observer Group dispatched 4,500 vote monitors across the country. Spokesman Ali Aliyev said aside from media bias, the group had uncovered instances of falsified ballots.
We are also receiving information about some major violations, and we suspect that there might be some fraud when calculating the results of the elections. And we really question whether these elections were free and fair, and whether the choice of our voters was properly recorded during these elections.
Few question, though, that United Russia did tap into a deep desire among many Russians for the powerful type of leadership that President Putin represents. The growing economy, helped by high prices for the crude oil Russia exports, also was a factor. With the support of smaller allies, pro-Kremlin forces may in the end effectively control two-thirds of the seats in parliament. Some Western economists say the political certainty that creates could help attract foreign investment. Russia expert Michael McFaul of Stanford University was in Moscow on Election Day. McFaul notes a two-thirds supermajority also means the Kremlin could push through constitutional changes, like allowing Putin to serve more than two terms in office.
There's most certainly people that support that. Whether Putin himself will choose to go that way, I don't know. I would hope not, because I think it would be catastrophically bad for the future of Russian democracy. And if they have a supermajority to do it, I suspect there'll be a lot of temptation to do it.
Putin is virtually assured of winning a second term in March of next year. Liberal political commentator Andrei Piontkovsky says the parliamentary election has already given Putin massive powers, which no Kremlin leader has enjoyed since Soviet days.
He has absolute freedom of hands now. He will go further from his so-called managed democracy to open authoritarian regime.
But some liberal politicians, like Boris Nemtsov of the Union of Right Forces Party, acknowledged that's exactly what many voters here wanted. The honest answer is that our people like simple solutions to complex questions, Nemtsov said. Two liberal pro-Western parties, including Nemtsov's, were decimated in this election. For the first time in 10 years, neither appeared to have gained enough votes even to get into the new parliament. Both parties were seen as close to jailed oil tycoon Mikhail Khodorkovsky. Many United Russia voters, by contrast, said they applauded Khodorkovsky's arrest in October. Some said they wanted to see Putin put more rich oligarchs behind bars. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.